So, hello, good people. It has been a while since I have done an audio boo. You all should know who I am by now. Probably. So, Briley suggested that I do an audio boo, and I teased her because I said it would be more like an audio wheeze because this is all about my trip to the Y. So, I am like, I'm just going to say it like it is, okay? I am like heavily out of shape and I am morbidly obese. So, there, I just said that. I don't know if that's supposed to be cathartic or anything. But I am a fat girl. and I'm tired of being a fat girl. And my knees hurt. And my boobs are too big. And, you know, like I can't do the things that I would like to be able to do. But, so I signed up for the Y. And took a tour and all that good stuff and then signed up. And the Y has a 12-week program. And in this 12-week program, you meet with your coach every 3 weeks. And you do cardio. Or not cardio, but you do different parts of exercises. So for the first month, you're just focusing on cardio stuff. Now, as I said before, I'm a fat girl. Cardio is not the easiest thing for me. but she showed me around all the machines and stuff, and a lot of them are touchscreen, and I'm trying to be the kind of person that swallows my pride and asks for help. But if anyone has any suggestions about some things that I could do to probably learn those touchscreen features, I would definitely appreciate it, because while I don't necessarily, I mean, obviously this is going to be something I'm going to have to deal with, and I just hate bugging people is what it really comes down to. Like, I don't like bothering people, and it's a challenge, and it's something I have to get over, okay? But until that point, it bothers me, and I have also been very insecure about going to the gym because I feel like I'm the only fat girl there and that everybody else is all like really gorgeous and beautiful and skinny and absolutely darling, and I am like huffing and puffing on this thing. So anyway, my coach said that she would like for me to be able within the next 3 weeks to do half an hour on the elliptical. Now, when she first told me this, I figured that Jesus might be coming down from the rapture first, but I got on that elliptical. So, along with like being fat, I am tall, so I'm tall and fat, and it's all proportioned somewhere. But I'm like top heavy, so I'm helping you guys out here. So I'm getting on this elliptical thing, and I feel like I'm gonna topple over. Like, this thing is so scary. How does anybody get up and down on that thing? Like, I'm like holding on to the oh shit bar, like with all my life, or the oh shit bars rather, and I'm trying to step up on this like moving pedal, and she wants me to do half an hour on this thing. What? So but I didn't do half an hour. Of course, she just showed me like a little bit about the machine, and then there's like a recumbent bike that she showed me, and there were treadmills, of course, but everybody and their mama was on the treadmill, and there was a bunch of other stuff that I don't even know what they are, but they're like cardio hell. So, but she showed them to me, and it was cool. Like, I was learning a lot about these machines. I have a really hard time with my knees. My knees tend to hurt a lot. And so she said that when I did these exercises, that it was going to make my knees hurt. I have to say that my knees are aching. She's not like a personal trainer. So they just kind of leave you, they put you on the machine, or you can ask them for help if you need it, but they just kind of leave you to your own devices. So I'm probably running out of time for this. And as much as I hate that there's probably going to be a part two, they're just probably.